This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyu dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wechina, zvita 4/2014.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu jonga kandemiri nchito yafu na shirimu na uzedu za nasi.
Mutungamiri wenyika wa Robert Mugabe vanotivacha dzinga basa muhurumende vese varikupomerwa mhosva yekuda kuvauraya kuvabvisa pachigaro siri pamutemo pamwe nevarikuita zveuori.
Sangano remusasa project rinoti uwandu hwemhirizhonga yemudzimba hwasvika pakaipisisa zvekuti nyika yave kutofanira kuisa musoro pamwe chete kuti igadzirise dambudziko iri.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Mutungamiri wenyika uye vari mutungamiri weZANU PF vaRobert Mugabe vavhura zviri pamutemo Kongresi yebato ravo nhasi vachiudza vatsigiri vavo kuti vachadzinga basa muhurumende vose vari kupomerwa mhosva yekuda kuvauraya kuvabvisa pachigaro zvisiri pamutemo pamwe nevari kuita zveuori. Vativo vakapara mhosva vachamiswa pamberi pematare edzimhosva. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura pakuvhurwa zviri pamutemo kweKongresi yebato ravo, vaMugabe vati vanhu vose vari kupomerwa mhosva dzekuda kuvabvisa nechisimba pamwe nenyaya dzeuori vachadzingwa basa zvisinei kuti makurukota ehurumende kana kuti kwete.
Vakaita mhosva chaidzoidzi secorruption dzabuda neumbo wakanaka vachatongwa noruzivo watinenge tazopiwa usu kuhurumende. Kana wanga ori minister, deputy minister, kana wanga ori civil servant, basa nene karepe. Kukunoda umbo, chitei umbo, kakwana.
Apo vaMugabe vanga vachitaura mutevedzeri wavo amai Joyce Mujuru, munyori wemabasa ebato vaDidmas Mutasa, pamwe negurukota rezvivashandi vaNicholas Koche, havana kupinda mumusangano wanhasi. VaMugabe vati hapana akarambidza vanhu ava kuuya kuCongress uye vaita chitsotsi chekusauya kumusangano.
Munoona tine magwanza nhasi pamusoro pedapo. Vamwe vedu vari ipi, hatina kuvatanda, hatina kutiregai kuuya. Taichoda kuti vauye muvaone munzwe zvavanotaura kungosvotoka vasina kutiudza kana kuti chii chaita kuti varohwe ndomaitiromba vakawana.
Studio 7 aina kukwanisa kunzwa kuna amai Mujuru vaMutasa kanawo vaGoche kuti sei vatadza kupinda mumusangano wanhasi. Asi vechidiki mubato iri vainge vayambira kuti amai Mujuru nevamwe vavo vaizorambidzwa kupinda muCongress. Mamwe makurukota ehurumende ari kupomerwa mhosva yekutsigira amai Mujuru vakaita savadzikamai Mavhaire vatendaisa vanhu navaWebster Shamu vapinda mumusangano wanhasi uye pano nepapo vange vachimbosveveredzwa. Vamwe vavo vange vakangona naiwa sezvo vange vachitya kuti vanogona kurohwa nevechidiki vebato iri. VaMugabe avo vange vakagara nemudzimai wavo sachigaro webato iri vaSimon Kayamoyo nemutauri weNational Assembly vaJacob Mudenda pamwe nemutungamiri wedare reSenate amai Edna Madzongwe vati vakaziva kwenguva yakareba zvairongwa naamai Mujuru nevamwe vavo uye vatenda mudzimai wavo nekuzviburisa pachena.
Hongu zvimwe manga makapindika zvenyu asi zvakazopfundunurwa namai Mugabe vachiti zvakaipa zvakaipa zvingarambe zvakapfundirwa. Takazoona nyaya dzobuda nedzanga dziri pachivande.
Vamugabe avo vari kusvitsa makore makumi mapfumbamwe nerimwe muna kukadzi vange vachiratidza kuneta uye vataura kwenguva diki kana zvichienzaniswa nezvavaisiita kare. Vamugabe vanonzi vatadza kuenda kuvulawayo uko vange vachitarisirwa kuvhura mitambo yevechidiki yenhengo dzeAfrican Union dziri mudunhu reSouthern Africa. Congress inotarisirwa kugadza amai Mugabe semukuru wemadzimai muzanu PF kudomwa kwevatevedzeri vaviri vavamugabe mubato pamwe nasachigaro webato iri. Mushure mezvo vamugabe nevamwe vavo vanenge vari muutungamiriri vachagara pasi vodoma nhengo dzepolitbro. Congress iyi inopera nemugovera. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Sangano rinorwira kodzero dzemadzimai nevanasikana remusasa project rinoti uwandu hwemhirizhonga yemudzimba wasvika pakaipisisa zvekuti nyika yakutofanira kuisa musoro pamwe chete kuti igadzirise dambudziko iri. Musasa project inoti nyaya yekusamira zvakanaka kweupfumi yapa kuti vanhu vanyanye kunetsana mudzimba pachiita mhirizhonga. Kubva munandira kusvika muna gumi guru gero rino, vanhu vanosvika zviuru zvipfumbamwe vanga vamhan'ara nyaya dzekushungurudzwa kusangano iri chete. Pagore rapera rose, Musasa Project inoti vanhu vanosvika zviuru gumi nezvishanu vakamhan'ara nyaya dzavo kusangano iri. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dzinoti vatungamiri venyika havasi kugadzirisa nyaya dzeupfumi sezvo vari kupedza nguva yakawanda vachirwira masimba. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi, tabata vanotungamira Musasa Project amai Neti Musanu kuti tinzwe zviri kuitika.
Taita dambudziko rekuti ndofunga mari yaita shoma mudzimba dzakawanda. Ndofunga munongoziva kuti vanhu havasi kumabasa, vanhu vazhinji vave kungotengesa zvinotengeswawo, mari dzaita shoma mudzimba. Saka zvaakukonzera matambudziko akanyanyisa mudzimba umu. Zvakarewo ndofunga pachirungu iye yatinoti even kuti tsika nemagariro eduwo even evalue system yatinayo yedu muno muZimbabwe yatikanganisikei zvokuti vanhu havachakoshesa chero vana vavo. Ndosaka taakuwana nyaya dzakawanda dzekuti baba chaivo vanobata mwana wake chibharo kana hanzvadzi inobata hanzvadzi chibharo. Saka senyika tine matambudziko akati wandei ari kuita kuti zvinge zvisina maturo. Saka panguva inoyi ndofunga nenyaya yekuti mabasa amashoma vanhu vari kurwira tumari tushoma itete twavainatso mudzimba.
Asi semaonero enyu, chii chingaitwe kugadzirisa dambudziko iri?
Ndofunga chingaitwe kuti dambudziko iri ripere inyaya yekuti ndofunga tinoda kuti mitemo iripo iyoyo inoda kuti ikwanise kuti vanhu ive nezvainokwanisa kuita. Hatingangove kuisa mitemo yakawanda isingakwanisi kuti iprotekte madzimai nevanasikana. Mitemo yakaita sedomestic violence act inoda kuti iise mari yakati wandei kuitira kuti zvirimo mumutemo iwayo zvione zvazvinokwanisa kuita kumadzimai nevanasikana. Mutemo wedomestic violence act unopa zvinhu zvakanaka chaizvo macheuta kodzero dzemadzimai dzakanyanyisa. Asi tatinoona ndechekuti dzimweni dzenguva vanhu havauzivi mutemo iwoyo kana kuti maservices acho iwayo hahapo. Asi zvakare chinongamwe chimwe chingade kuitwa ndechekuti vanhu ngavazive mutemo uyu vagogona kuushandisa, uye tigoona vanhu vakawanda vachitaura nezvemutemo uyu kuitira kuti mhirizhonga irimo mudzimba nemunyika iwane kupera.
Mukuru wesangano remusasa project amai Neti Musanu vari parunare muHarare.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7. Tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaintaneti rinoti www.voashona.com. Tinodzokorora zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Munokwanisa kutibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Kuratidzira kwakatanga kuitika muguta rose reNew York muAmerica nezuro apo vanhu vakashatiriswa nechisungo cheGrand Jury chekuti mupurisa wechichena akadzipa murume wechitema aiva asina zvombo ndokufa. Vanhu vakawanda vakafora migwagwa yeguta iri vachipinda muTimes Square zvichitevera pakabuda chisungo ichi. Kuratidzira uku kunonzi kwaive zvako murunyararo, asi mapurisa anoti akasunga vanhu 73 vachipomerwa mhosva yekuvhiringidza zvinhu.
Hama dzemutori wenhau webepanhau reWashington Post Jason Risen dzinoti Iran yawedzera mwedzi miviri yekuti mutori wenhau uyu aramba akachengetedzwa nehurumende. Risen ari kuchengetedzwa ari mujeri reEvin Prison, umo asvitsa nhasi mazuva 165 ari muusungwa. Mutori wenhau uyu akasungwa muna chikunguru, asi hapana kupiwa zvikonzero zvekuti akasungirwei. Hapana mhosva yaati apomerwa, uye ari kunyimwa mukana wekuona magweta ake. Hanzvadzi yake Ali anoti gwaro rakanyorwa musi wambudzi 18 rinoti awedzerwa mwedzi miviri yekuchengetedzwa.
Ongororo itsva yakaitwa nesangano reFreedom House inoti uwandu hwenyika dziri kuisa mitemo inombunyikidza kushandiswa zvakasununguka kweinternet uri kuramba uchikwira. Muongororo yakaitwa padzihurumende 65 dzagara dzichinetsa, Freedom House inoti nyika dziri kunyanya kuomesa mitemo iye iRussia, Turkey neUkraine. Nyika dzinonzi dziri kuita zviri nani iMyanmar, Tunisia, Cuba neIndia. Ukuo nyika dzinonzi dzadzikira pane zvadzanga dziri gore rapera iSudan, iSaudi Arabia, Zimbabwe, Vietnam neAmerica.
Akateerera kuStudio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 nepa 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutibata pa channel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWisdom kubva pa 9 pm kusvika 11 pm. Kana muri pa Wisdom, tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim. Kana muri kunetsekana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva moribatidza zvakare, mosikana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pachannel CH Zim. Channel Zim inotererwa nguva dzose pasatellite TV, pasmartphone nepaindernet pa www.channelzim.net.
Apo Congress yeZanu PF yapinda muzuva retatu nhasi, dzimwe nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika pamwe nevanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika vanoti zviri kuitika mubato iri zvekuswero tsoropodzana pamwe nekudzingana mubato hazvisi zvinhu zvitsva, sezvo bato iri richizivikanwa nenhoroondo yekurwisana kubva kare. Nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika vachishanda vakazvimirira muzvare Gladys Hlachiwayo pamwe nevanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika vakazvimirirawo vachamunorwa Madiridze vanoti kubva panguva yapinda vamugabe panyanga vachitungamira bato reZanu PF zvakave pachena kuti vachatora masimba ose senzira yekuvharira ane nani zvake ane pfungwa yekudawo kuzotonga. Mashoko evaviri ava anotsinira kushoropodzwa pamwe nekudzikisirwa pasi kuri kuitwa kumutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru avo vari kupomerwa mhosva yekuda kubvisa vamugabe pachigaro nechisimba. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi tatanga nekubvunza muzvare Hlachiwayo kuti vanoti kudii nezviri kuitika kuCongress izvi.
Ndingangoti zviri kuitika kuCongress yeZanu PF ndinoona sokuti zvinhu zvisiri zvitsva. Ndiri kuona vanhu vakawanda vachikatya madzika chaizvo nezviri kuitika, asi inini mumakore mashomanana ndapfuurawa zvikuru sei tichirwira nyaya dzerusununguko muZimbabwe, ndinoona sokuti hapana chitsva chiripo. Vamugabe kubva 1980 vakanguri vataridza kuti munhu ane humbimbi ndoga, munhu anongoda kutonga kusvika vaenda kuHeroes Acre. Saka ndinoona sokuti zvese zviri kuitika zviri patingati pachirungu in line with his vision yekuda kutonga kusvika vafa. Saka vanoita zvese zvingave zvingaitwa kuti vange vachiona kuti vision yavo iyi yabudirira. Saka handioni zvitsva pane zviri kuitika, izvi zviri consistent nehunhu hwavamugabe.
Vamadiridze pfungwa dzenyu pane zviri kuitika ku Congress nemashoko ataurwa namuzvare Hlatshwayo.
Apa ndingangotsinira zvataurwa namuzvare Hlatshwayo nekuti musangano weZanu PF tinoziva kuti musangano unozvirova dundundu nekuti takaunza mutongi wejekerere munyika. Asi iyo pachavo semusangano havana jekerere yavanayo. Tisati tatarisa jekerere yatingazoda kuti tive nayo pakutongwa kwenyika yeZimbabwe. Ivo pachavo muZanu PF hamuna jekerere irimo. Ndizvo zvinova zvazochemedza boka raMai Mujuru nemhuri yeZimbabwe zvakare inochema nekuti pakanganisika utongi hwejekerere. Nekuti itsika yekuti kana yaitika muZanu PF inongozoramba ichienderera mberi zvichingozoramba zvichibuda chero takuenda kusarudzo dzemutungamiriri wenyika kusarudzo dzedare reparamende tichangoona Zanu PF ichingoramba ichingoshandisa masimba avari kushandisa vamwe vavo acharamba achingoshandiswa kuti kune vamwe vezvematongerwo enyika vemamwe mapato. Saka zvechokwadi mugariro wayo suro haina nyanga tirikungozviona pana vamugabe maitira avaita Zanu PF isati yatombopinda mupawa 1980 vanorangarira nhoroondo yenyika vanozviziva kuti vamugabe vakasvika pakubvatsira secretary general vachizoita president vachizotora masimba edare rechimurenga vachizoipatanura vachizoidizova kuti zvaifamba sei. Saka uyu mugariro wavamugabe.
Muzvare Hlatshwayo, veruzhinji vari kuchemawo nekutakatwa kunonzi kuri kuitwa mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru. Munoona sei zviri kuitwa izvozvo?
Zvinhu zvinosiririsa, asi kana taakutarisawo tikatarisawo mai Mujuru havasiwo mutsveni kana takatarisa panyaya idzi. Saka zviya zvakazvikutaurwa neopposition makore apfuura, kuurayiwa kwaiita masapotas avo, kusungwa kwaiitwa maleaders avo nevecivil society nezvese vaakumbozvionerawo kuti ndozvatange tichitaura mazuva ese ataitaurawa tichitaura kuti aiwa utongi hwejekerere ndo hwakanaka uyezve hauna kunakira vanhu vecivil society, hauna kunakira vanhu veopposition chete, hwakanakira munhu wese including vari mukati meZanu PF. Ndinoona sokuti inoi yava opportunity yekuti mai Mujuru vachimboonawo zvataitaura nekuti paitaurwa neopposition ndo vanasokuti vanga vasinganzwisisi zvataitaura, vaiti tiri vatengesi nezvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo. Asi izvezvi vakunyatsoona kuti aiwa nyaya yejekerere iyi, nyaya yeutongi hwejekerere inyaya yakanakira munhu wese. Ndingangoti ndo mashoko andingangotaura panyaya yamai Mujuru iri kuitika pari zvino.
Vamadiridze,
mai Mujuru dambudziko ravatarisana naro izvozvi nderekuti nyaya dzavo dzekunzi vari kuda kubvisa mutungamiriri wenyika nechisimba, nyaya dzavo dzekunzi vakaita uori, nyaya dzavo dzekunzi vaitora mari dzemakambani akazvimirira ega zvisiri pamutemo, inyaya dzekuti kana dzikawanirwa umbowo vanogona kudzamarava mumatare. Saka chakatovakoshera pari zvino kuzvininipisa votonzwa kubva kuna ivo vamugabe kuti vanenge vachizotandanudza ruoko rwavo rwimutsveni here kana kuti vachivatsakatisa. Asi chiripo ndechekuti vatongozvininipisa, vakada kungwaranurwa musangano weZanu PF. Haa, musangano watinoziva tese kuti unokusvitsa kwamvura yacheka makumbo.
Muzvare Hlatshwayo, pane mazita angatarisirwa here tichiona kuti vakawanda vanenge vakasiyiwa parutivi?
Mazita atiri kunzwa akati wandei, tiri kunzwa vana Edna Madzongwe, tiri kunzwa vana Muchinguri, ende tiri kunzwa kuti hapana kuwirirana panyaya yekuti ndiye anotora chinzvimbo ichi. Asi ndinoona sokuti vamugabe vanokwanisa kuti pano atingati pachirungu masurprise nekuti nyaya yavo vanoda kuti utongi hwavo husabatwa-batwa kana nani zvake. Saka vanoda munhu ane kapasiti yekusavabvunza-bvunza zvakawanda kana kuvarwisa.
Vamadiridze, tingaona here bato reZanu PF richizongoramba riri sezvaranga riri kare tabva mumusangano iwoyo?
Musangano kuti uzotiwa tsakatika zvachose, ini ndinorambirana napo pangava panonetsa. Asi kuti pauchabuda pakongresi yawo iyi uchange wavazinyekenyeke zvekuti mapato anokwikwidza kana toenda kusarudzo dzinotevera vanenge vane mukana wakakuti kurei wekuti vakwanise kukunda musarudzo.
Vanga vari vanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika vakazvimirira vachamunorwa Madiridze vari parunare muCape Town kuSouth Africa. Manzwawo zvakare kubva kunyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika vachishandawo vakazvimirira muzvare Gladys Hlatshwayo vari parunare vari muMinnesota muno muAmerica.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa zviri kubuda kuCongress yeZanu PF uye zvazvinoreva kumadzimai.
Kana mchida kupinda mchirongwa ichi, titumirei ma text message pa namba inoti 001-202-465-0318. Mchitu uza namba zenyu kutura tutigo kufone rai.
Mnogo na o kufona pa namba zinoti 1-202-617-2077 kutimutawari pa live talk. Ino e Studio 7 tiri kutevenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri mu Washington DC. Banga guru renyika rinonzi rakaparura urongwa wekushandisa mari yesimbi kana kuti special coins senzira yekugadzirisa dambudziko rechange munyika. Mari yesimbi iyi inonzi inosvika mamiriyoni makumi mashanu emadhora. Sangano renau regu China rechinua pamwe ne Consumer Council of Zimbabwe vanoti urongwa uhu wakaparurwa nezuro maneru. Mari yesimbi iyi inonzi yakagadzirwa ku South Africa. Mukuru we Consumer Council of Zimbabwe Amai Rosemary Siachitema vanoti banga guru renyika rinoti mari iyi yakagadzirwa ine uremu wemari yemu America. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa kubva kuna governor webanga guru va John Mangujka pamusoro pezvemari iyi. Amai Siachitema vanoti vanotarisira kuti veruzhinji vachafarira mari itsva iyi. Ngatinzwei maonero aamai Siachitema.
Nezuro tiri kunzwa kuti kune musangano wakaitwa neRBZ wokuunza macoins matsva achatinga achitorera nzvimbo yemacoins yemaUS dollar. Nasi ndataura na governor wereserve bank achinyaso nditaura kuti zvinhu zvakafamba sei nekuti inini ndandisiko kumusangano wacho tandichimhanya-mhanya nerimwe basa. Saka andirondedzera kutizvo vezvitoro nevamwe vanoshandisa mari vanga variko vachitaurwa nezvemari itsva macoins vachibvuma kuti ndo vachashandisa nekuti tanga tisina kamacoins isisu. Aya macoins eus dollar saka isusu hatiprinte mari iyoyo. Chinhu chatiri kuona kuti chakanaka nekuti kwenguva yakareba vanhu vangu vachikununʼuna kwazvo kutizvo vakatenga zvinhu kana kune change onzi oi receipt iyi kana kuti torai masweets kana torai chakati zvinenge zvisiri mubhajeti ravo kana kuti mari iyoyo vanga vachazokwanisa kuishandisa kukwira makombi nezvakasiyana-siyana kana kuzongoisa pamwe chete yozoita mari yakakura votenga zvinhu. Saka chinhu chakanaka chekutizvo vanhu vanenge vane makoin avo ekushandisa havachisina nhingi maproblem avanoita vachikwira makombi nezvakadaro. Zvimwe zvatinenichiona ndezvekutizvo tanga tichinzwa kuti mimwe mitengo yemumashopu yanga ichiitwa kuti ingoedha apuite nhamba yakangonakanaka yekutizvo kana chinhu changa chiita toti $1.70 changa chava kusvikiswa ku$2 zvichinzi zvakuna chenji. Saka isusu takutarisa kuti zvinhu zviya zvochinyatsodzika zvoita mutengo chaiwo chaiwo watinoziva. Saka mazuva atinenge achiteera aya nemamanzi anoteera tinenge tichitarisa izvozvo. Zvimwe zvatinenge totarisa ndechekutizvo toona kutizvo makonsuma hakuna kwaari kupuwa maproblemu evari kuramba mari iyi nokuti zvabvumwa nyika yose kuti ndo anenge achiseenzeswa.
Avo vanga vari mukuru weConsumer Council of Zimbabwe Amai Rosemary Siachitema vachitaura maonero avo nezvemari yendarama yapinda munyika.
Yasvika nguva yatinoverenga tsamba mbozha dzenyu pamwe nematext message amatumira. Munyoro wekutanga anoti ndinonzi Bernard Mutsivi kubuhera kwaChirozva. Varume, nyika yakuda kunaka, vobaya na voga muzano PF, mwari vakuita kuda kwake, vaona kutambura kwevanhu munyika. Ndiko isireiwo mukoma wangu baba Eneti kwagutu, mufundisi Nyanou, Fanuel Kure, John Kure, Kingston Mutsiwi, Panganai Mandu, Peter Gotosa, nevatsigiri vose veStudio 7, kuvatsigiri veMDCT ndinoti pamberi nemusangano, muchinja uyu.
Mwanotiwo makadii jonga nevamwe vese. Ndoda kutendai nekugona basa kwenyu, rambai muchigona kudaro. Please ndokumbira kumoresa shamwari dzangu dzinoti Innocent Marumisa, kumbirai Fakazani Tawanda Mazadzi nevamwe vandisina kudoma nemazita. Ndini munyaradzi Mogona.
Mumwe anoti makadii guys, imwi munogona basa nguva dzose, toti rambai munesu. Kuno kuri nani zuva ranyanya. Ndimoreserewo vanoti James Gwiza kwamutsvanga kuchimani mani nemuri yekwa Zivengwa, baba Tina vekwa Gava, baba Dudla, baba Daniel pamwe na Pumulani Mbiba. Vese ava ndeve ku Jongola Lowa Gweru, ndini LS Mupofu.
Mumu anoti moro iwa komana ni vasikana, verenga iwo tsamba dzangu, sando dzenyu genga, matunga mira vese, zvecho kwadi. Mira inesu mutishitse miri, tingapere nemanyebo, nemanyepo, farisa ichi moko changu, maipa nashe, ndini debate atidaro.
Ari kuchinoi uyo. Mumwe munyoro anoti kuno kwakutotyisa nekuti mvura hakuna. Tirikuona kuti Zano PF kana ichiita zvenoise, mvura hainaye, nzara yakadongorera. Uye situation iriko haina kunaka. Munyori hana kutaura kuti ndiani kana wokwari.
Mumwe anotiwo vakomana nevasikana veStudio 7 basa munobata sezvazviri. Musanete nekutudza chokwadi. Ndoda mundikwazisirewo Tonde Kasanzu kwasadza Tawanda vatsigiri veCapes United neve Liverpool vese. Nditondirai muzondiwa ari kuchikomba kwamutekedza.
Mumwe anoti makadii, ndinoitawo ndinoitwawo tafadzwa, ndinogara kukwekwe, ndinokumbirawo kutumirwa nhau kumururimi rwechishona. Mukoma tafadzwa, tichakutumiraiwo gwaro nau kutanga kubva nhasi.
Mwanoti wochimboverengai tsamba yangu, ndini Isodo Musepu kwamarange. Mutsago wadi hakuna kana nechiri kufamba, vanhu varungoburitswa basa kumbada Diamonds every day vasina kupiwa mari dzavo dzemwedzi miviri yapfuura. Ndikwazisirei Honorable Murai, mudzimai wangu Alice Mukono, vana vedu Belinda, Beverly, Brandon, Bevan, Vincent, Mesa, Lynn na Leo Mukono. Ndini Isidore Masepu Mutsago.
Mumwe anoti zviri sei Jonga na Blessing, basa munogona varume, ndoti sando dzenyu. Simbisa ibaba kombore kunyanga, nevose vakapedza form 4 muna 2009 pabumira high school, ndini P kombore kuulawayo.
Mwanotiwo ini ndiri mutereri wenyu mukuru, ndaiteerera Studio 7 kubva 2007 pairohwa vanhu kusvika pari zvino, asi handisi kunzwa muchiverengawo yangu tsamba apa. Aiwa tinovimba Jonga anzwa tichiverenga tsamba yake.
Asi zvinonetsa kutizive kuti andwere kuti haana kuisa zita rake. Ndizvozvo mumwe anoti muri yose Studio 7 ndoisa maoko kwamuri. Handina kumbofunga kuti tingaone zvakadai mukurarama kwedu. Vakuru vezano vachitukana kusvika pakadai. Chekutanga amai Grace Mugabe, munhu asingagone kutaura paruzhinji, ende munhu ane mashoko anokonzera nyonga nyonga. Havana kurwa hondo uye zvenhorondo yavo haina kumira mushe. Kose vanhu vachiita sezvinonzi mai mujuru vakapara mhosva pakuda kuitawo president. Hapana asiri kuzviona kuti vamugabe vakura, ende pakadai vanhu vanofanirwa kugadzirira ramangwana. Zvese zviri kuitika izvi zvinoratidza kuti vanhu ava vanotya mai mujuru. Isu tinovatsigira mai mujuru, tinosvika kure navo. Vachatonga Zimbabwe vanhu vakatarisa. Ndine rukudzo kuBloemfontein kuSouth Africa.
Mumwe anotiwo aiwa itamba tinenge ta nguva yedu ndoerenge isina kubira zvakanaka Joka. Saka toti yedu aiwa vateereri yaita shanje nguva. Tinokutendai mose netsamba dzamanyora. Tinoti rambai muchitumira tsamba mbozha dzenyu kuStudio 7 muchitiudzawo zvirongwa zvamunofarira imi vateereri kuti munzwe pano paStudio 7.
Hongu tinokurudzira imi vateereri kuti mukwazisane hama neshamwari pano paStudio 7 muchishandisa email yedu inoti studio7@voanews.com. Kana ari matext message kana WhatsApp, tumirai kunhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Tinodzokorera zvakare nhamba idzi 001-202-465-0318. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa misoro yenhau zvakare.
Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanoti vachadzinga basa muhurumende vose vari kupomerwa mhosva yekuda kuvauraya, kuvabvisa pachigaro zvisiri pamutemo, pamwe nevari kuita zveuori.
Sangano reMusasa Project rinoti uwandu hwemhirizhonga yemudzimba wasvika pakaipisisa zvekuti nyika yakutofanira kuisa musoro pamwe chete kuti igadzirise dambudziko iri.
Zimbabwe inoparura urongwa hwekushandisa mari yesimbi kana kuti special coins. Tabatashuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinovimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri nichitimurare zvakanaka vateereri.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu tokusiya mina Sandra Nyera na Chris Kande.
Thank you, Blessing Zulu and Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, December 4th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe vows that everyone who's allegedly or plotted to assassinate him, including those implicated in corruption, will be sacked from the government and face the prosecution.
Robert Mugabe, the president of Zimbabwe, I think he has been very consistent. He wants to rule the country until he dies, and whatever he's doing is showing that he's consistent with that thinking of his.
The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has rolled out special coins designed to ease change problems that have been faced by members of the public in the country since the introduction of multiple currencies in 2009.
I spoke to the governor today, who was giving me a rundown to tell us these coins are already here. There are various denominations, starting from 20 cents going downwards.
And Msasa Project says the domestic violence has reached the crisis levels in the country and attributes the worsening economic situation to the growing problem.
President Robert Mugabe officially opened his ZANU-PF Party Congress today, vowing that those who allegedly plotted to assassinate him and those implicated in corruption will be sacked from government and face prosecution. Ivan Chifera has more from Harare.
Those are ZANU-PF members at the official opening of the party's 6th National Congress in Harare today, where Mr. Mugabe continued his verbal attacks on his deputy Joyce Mujuru, calling her a thief who stole diamonds and gold as she planned to overthrow him, in apparent reference to the deputy president whom he has accused of plotting to kill him and assume the leadership of ZANU-PF. Mr. Mugabe said it did not matter whether one was a minister or deputy minister, anyone who is corrupt would be sacked and face prosecution.
Wakaita mhosva chaidzo dzecorruption dzabuda nehumbo wakanaka.
Those who committed the crime, including corruption, will be prosecuted once we get the evidence. And if you are a minister, deputy minister, or civil servant, you'll be sacked. But we want evidence. Give us the evidence.
Ms. Mujuru and ministers like Didmas Mutasa and Nicholas Goche did not attend the meeting. Mr. Mugabe said Ms. Mujuru and the alleged allies had not been blocked from attending, but had decided not to come. Mr. Mugabe described them as criminals, saying their behavior was not in line with the principles of ZANU-PF.
You see, we have gaps on the top table. Where are they? We did not expel them, and we did not bar them. We wanted them to come and tell their story. They went away without telling us, like criminals.
ZANU-PF youths had, however, threatened to deal with Ms. Mujuru if she dared attend the Congress. Mr. Mugabe, who was flanked by his wife, Chairman Simon Kayamoyo, Speaker of the National Assembly Jacob Mudenda, and President of the Senate Edna Madzongwe, said he had known for a long time that his deputy was allegedly plotting to topple him. He commended his wife, Grace, for exposing the alleged plot to oust him from office.
The plan was hidden, but it was exposed by Amai Mugabe, who said it was bad to remove me from office through illegal means. That's when we saw all these issues being exposed in public.
Mr. Mugabe said he was saddened that ZANU-PF leaders had not behaved in an exemplary manner, adding this had divided the party. He said some of the leaders were allegedly working with what he said were Zimbabwe's detractors to effect regime change in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Following Namibia's successful general elections, which were conducted electronically, the Crisis Coalition in Zimbabwe is spearheading a campaign urging Zimbabwe to implement the ballot paperless vote in the country's next elections. Yesterday, the coalition held a public meeting together with the Election Resource Center in Harare to discuss the electronic voting system that was used in Africa for the first time in the Namibian elections. The discussion, according to sources, centered around whether the system
could be used without being manipulated.
However, the discussion was aborted after some rowdy elements believed to be against the current leadership in the coalition disrupted the discussion. We reached crisis spokesman Fundo Mlilo, who says Zimbabwe should consider using electronic voting because it has more advantages than ballot paper voting.
The discussion was about e-voting. Namibia held elections on the 28th of November, and these elections used the first e-voting system in the whole of Africa. So Namibia has become the first country to use the system of e-voting. E-voting is a system which uses machines as opposed to the use of paper voting. So generally what happens with the system that happened in Namibia is that a voter comes into a polling station, they are checked through a machine, and then there are two buttons on the machine. So the green button allows you to choose the political party or the candidate which you want to vote for.
We understand that the meeting was disrupted. Can you tell us more?
Yes, there were attempts to disrupt the meeting, although the meeting went ahead and we managed to finish it peacefully. There are hired staff, I would believe, who came to our meeting singing and disrupting the meeting. These people are known to us. They do not belong to any member of the crisis coalition. Crisis coalition is made up of over 80 active civic rights organizations. So these people do not belong to any of the organizations.
That was Mfundo Mlilo, the spokesman of the Crisis Coalition in Zimbabwe. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Harare.
The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has rolled out special coins designed to ease change problems that have been faced by members of the public since the introduction of multiple currencies in 2009. According to the Chinese news agency Xinhua and Consumer Council of Zimbabwe, the central bank last night unveiled the coins minted in South Africa to some stakeholders, including consumer groups, retailers, and various entities. Consumer Council of Zimbabwe Director Rosemary Siachitema says the RBZ has indicated that the special coins that are indexed at par with the United States coins will be distributed in the country soon. Siachitema tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube the coins are expected to be warmly welcomed by members of the public.
I spoke to the governor today, who was giving me a rundown of what happened, because he was aware that I was not at the meeting. So he just gave me a rundown to tell us these coins are already here. There are various denominations from 20 cents going downwards. There are no 50 cents yet. They are still being produced. So from what I understand at the meeting, there were retailers and, all the people who had an interest in that. They were there at the meeting when these coins were launched. And they are going to be available as soon as after this launch.
Is this going to help members of the public?
I think this is something that already, of course, since the introduction of the multi-currency system, especially the US dollar, the issue of change has been an issue. And people have had to do with buying Swiss and the things that they really have not budgeted for. Yet maybe that money they could have used it for transport costs and other things. So the launch of these coins are going to become very handy. The other issue is that, of course, in shops, some of the prices of the goods were rounded off to a full dollar or whatever it was because of the issue of change. Now the anticipation is that some of the things are going to go down.
That was Rosemary Siachitema, Director of the Consumer Council of Zimbabwe, speaking with Studio 7 Skips Dube from Harare.
Economist Godfrey Kanyenze of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe says the rolling out of the coins was long overdue.
It's a long-standing issue, the issue of ensuring that it is easier for the transacting public to basically get change. Also, it helps because the oil prices have been rounded off to the nearest dollar, because of the issue of lack of change. So it should be a good thing in theory, in the sense that it should be helped Zimbabwe basically so that they don't get trees or biltong like what used to happen, but they get coins, which may not necessarily be the actual US coins.
And this is a roadmap that was actually made by the new governor of the Reserve Bank. So at the end of the day, can we say he's actually fulfilling that kind of, you know, a roadmap?
Absolutely, it is. You may recall that it's not actually his baby, because this issue started a long time ago, and it has been discounted on the basis of cost.
That was Godfrey Kanyenze of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe.
Msasa Project, a non-governmental women's human rights organization, says domestic violence in the country has reached crisis levels, adding the continuing collapse of the economy could be a major contributor to the problem. The group says from January to October 9,000 cases of domestic violence cases were reported to the group alone. Last year, Msasa recorded 15,000 cases of gender-based violence. The women's rights groups say it seems like awareness campaigns are not working. Msasa Project says 70% of the cases that they are dealing with involve girls between the ages of 11 and 14. Msasa Project Director Neti Musanu tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the economic crisis is straining family ties.
We have a multiplicity of problems. I think as a country we have been going through a lot of economic problems. So one of the things that we've seen is that the depressed incomes within the homes, and people are fighting for the very few resources that are available. So there is a lot of tension. If you look at even the numbers of women that have to approach the maintenance court to get some assistance, clearly, I think our value system as a country also is really questionable, especially if you regard the number of incest cases that we are getting, the number of rape cases against children. This is mainly happening within the home. So there are multi-layered problems that we are facing, and this is causing a lot of the uptake in gender-based violence cases.
But what is your message to Zimbabweans? What can be done?
For me, I think the message is, especially at the point we are now, this is not an issue for organizations. It's not an issue for even the Minister of Women Affairs on their own. This is an issue for everyone, because every home has women, every home has girls. And I think communities and society in general really need to take responsibility for the safety and security of their own. And we really need more men to speak out against these issues, in particular men that are in positions of power, to really condemn issues of violence against women. Because a lot of times when we talk about it, people want to minimize it and they think it's a women's issue. This is not a women's issue. This is not a domestic issue. Actually, it is a national crisis.
That was Msasa Project Director Neti Musanu speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Coming up,
we take a close look at the unfolding situation in ZANU-PF.
But first, we take a look at regional and international news.
The International Criminal Court has given prosecutors 1 week to either strengthen or drop charges against Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. The trial has been postponed several times, and the Hague-based court released a statement yesterday saying further delay would be contrary to the interest of justice under the circumstances.
A grand jury in New York City has voted not to indict a white police officer in the chokehold death of an unarmed black man in July. The decision reached yesterday by the Staten Island grand jury not to bring charges against Officer Daniel Pantaleo threatened to add to the tensions that have simmered in the city since the July 17th death of Eric Garner.
And a South African president arrived in China yesterday for a high-level state visit along with a crew of heavy hitters from South Africa's top ministries. The visit is another step forward in South Africa's treasured relationship with its largest trading partner. President Jacob Zuma's entourage makes it clear that this is no ordinary state visit. When the South African president landed yesterday in Beijing for a two-day state visit ending on Friday, he was accompanied by no fewer than seven cabinet ministers, including the chiefs of the ministries of finance, foreign affairs, trade and industry, and transport. Mr. Zuma said in a statement that the main goal of this visit is to ensure that our relations, and this is a direct quotation, ensure that our relations with China remain central to realizing our developmental agenda through our foreign policy.
Zimbabweans traveling to and from South Africa have expressed concern at the congestion at Beitbridge Border Post, saying South African authorities are using only one center to screen the travelers for Ebola, while haulage truck drivers blame Zimbabwean officials for delaying to clear their vehicles because of inadequate manpower. Queues for the trucks are reportedly stretching from the Zimbabwean border to the South African side, while those for Ebola screening are stretching for several kilometers. However, chairperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, Ngabuto Mabena, tells Studio 7 Thandekile Mhlanga that the long lines, especially those for Ebola screening, may be exacerbated by the oncoming festive season.
They've been targeting long-distance trucks, but now it seems it has also gone to passengers, particularly those that use buses. A few minutes ago, I was just talking to some on social media that say there was a queue. A passenger is given a sticker. If you go inside the border post, try to stamp your passport. If you don't have a sticker that you are given, we are told that the officials will not stamp your passport and asking you to go back to that queue so that you are issued with that sticker, then they can stamp your passport. But in like last week, I was at the same border because we're driving a private vehicle. We're not tested for Ebola.
What are you getting from the government concerning people's concerns?
What the Minister of Health, Dr. Botsetti, has always been saying is that they are monitoring everyone coming in the country. And as you would know, that the Zimbabwean border post the Beitbridge. So people coming all the way from Congo, Ethiopia, everywhere. So this is why there's so much focus on that. We have not checked the other port of entry, for instance, the border with Swaziland, border with Lesotho, the border with Mozambique, in terms of how they carry out those tests.
And that was Ngabuto Mabena, chairman of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, on the line with Studio 7 from Johannesburg in South Africa.
As reported earlier, President Robert Mugabe today officially opened his party's National Congress in Harare and labeled under fire Vice President Joyce Mujuru a thief who stole diamonds and gold. Mrs. Mujuru's crime, apparently, according to Mr. Mugabe, is that she became too ambitious and dared to dream that she could one day succeed a man she once revered and described as a tutor who had taken her in his wings for a long time. Addressing the Congress, Mr. Mugabe said that Mrs. Mujuru had absented herself from the Congress in what he said was a typical fashion of a thief. Some of the top ZANU-PF officials linked to Mrs. Mujuru who did not attend the Congress are Labour Minister Nicholas Goche and ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration Didimus Mtasa. For perspective on the unfolding events in ZANU-PF, we turned to political analyst Gladys Hlatshwayo and Chamunorwa Madiridze. Hlatshwayo says she's not surprised by what is happening in ZANU-PF.
I think what is happening in ZANU-PF is very sad, but at the same time, I think as Zimbabweans, we mustn't have a short memory. This is consistent with what ZANU-PF has been displaying over the years. It is a party that has always branded itself as a party of blood, literally. I think we have seen it over the years in the way that it's dealing with opposition, but also now in the way that it's dealing with its own people. Robert Mugabe, the president of Zimbabwe, I think he has been very consistent. He wants to rule the country until he dies, and whatever he's doing is showing that he's consistent with that thinking of his. So I think from where I stand, this is nothing new. It's just consistent with the way that Mugabe wants to rule the country until he dies.
Your take, Mr. Madirize?
It's a sad moment for the Mujuru camp. This Congress event, it's a sad event for the nation as a whole, not to the Mujuru camp alone. And I think the entire nation agrees to this particular fact. It has not only been said for the Mujuru camp and sympathizers, but to even those that yearn for political development, because democracy as a pillar of our society also suffer a major blow because of these events. We witness another unbelievable negation of democracy and dissent by the long-time Machiavellian political pundits. And the Central Committee and even these decision-making bodies within the ZANU-PF party, they continue to pounce on that widow as if she is the only one who has been corrupt, and it is clear that foul play against the vice president is written in black and white. However, the current situation in ZANU-PF warrants no celebrations, especially to the Mnangagwa camp and those so-called weevils, because the outcome and the entire event has been prejudiced. Grace Mugabe's moves and Mnangagwa's moves will lead to the emanation of a leadership from this Congress with this gross illegitimacy. And I don't know the plan that they have to actually counter this aura of illegitimacy and illegality that has been bestowed upon themselves by their moves in the past weeks. So as the situation appears, there is no more going back. And I view Mugabe as the man of the moment at the Congress. And come December, come the end of December, there will be most unfortunate scenarios in the economy, on the political scene, and on the social scene as well.
Thank you, Mr. Madirize. Just to borrow a term, Gladys, from Mr. Madirize, he says there's been a lot of pounding on the Vice President, Joyce Mujuru, and we have seen now the President, since the beginning of the Congress period from Monday to now, he has been saying a lot of things, including saying that woman, a mere woman, also wanted to be the President of the country. What is your take from what Mr. Mugabe has been saying about Mrs. Mujuru?
Just before I answer, I just wanted to, say something about what my brother said, particularly on the fact that Mnangagwa is the man of the moment. I do not agree with that view, because if we fail to see that this is going to benefit Mugabe, I think we'll be losing it by a very wide margin. This whole, charrette is just about benefiting Mugabe. If we, go back a little while, there's a point, I think, in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, when the chairpersons that were aligned to the Mnangagwa faction were removed from the party, were sacked from the party. We see that Mugabe has been very consistent in dealing with his opponents. So depending on who is the opponent at the time, at this particular time, his view is that the Mujuru faction has gained so much power to the effect that it's now threatening his own political power. That's the reason why he's taking action. So for me, I've been seeing, Mugabe dealing with the Mujuru and Mnangagwa faction, playing one faction against the other. It's not really about Mnangagwa, but it's about Mugabe. If we fail to see that this whole charade and shenanigans are just about power retention agenda by Mugabe, will be losing the plot by a very wide margin. Coming to the question that you're answering, it's really unfortunate that Mujuru is being battered left, right, and center. And this is barely like 2 years after the husband died in very mysterious circumstances. But at some point, we must be able also to realize that these are the things that the opposition, that civil society, and other pro-democracy forces in Zimbabwe have always been saying. We've been saying that what we need is democracy, what we need is the respect for the constitution, what we need are human rights and transparency, accountability, all of those tenets that make up good governance. And had Mujuru, being the vice president, listened to the opposition and listened to the, you know, cries of civil society, we could be in a much better space. And it was also going to benefit internally in terms of the politics of ZANU-PF. So it's unfortunate at some point she's also facing, you know, the wrath of Mugabe, the wrath that has been faced by opposition and civil society leaders for the and activists for the past, you know, 10 or 15 years. So it's really unfortunate. We sympathize with her, but at the same time, we mustn't also forget that she was, you know, part of the system that Zimbabweans have been fighting for.
Mr. Madidze,
or fighting against.
Thank you, Gladys. Mr. Madidze, as you respond to Gladys, can you also just, you know, look at ZANU-PF as a party from what we have known, and people used to say in Shona, ZANU Chuororo, but now when you come to look at ZANU-PF, do you think it will ever be the same again?
Well, it will never be the same again. We are likely to see a lot of changes in terms of its strength as a party. The strength that it had before this particular Congress will never be the same. I think it will emerge out of this Congress a weakened party. And this Congress, I'm sure it's a sad event, I insist, to the nation of Zimbabwe, because the current Zim situation does nothing except, the current ZANU-PF situation does nothing except leaving the generality of Zimbabweans to the mercy of harsh socio-political realities.
Thank you, Gladys. Lastly, your take on ZANU-PF's future and any other possible names that you see coming out of this Congress as possible contenders for the top jobs?
The future for me, I think, is bleak. And I think the disintegration has already started. I think if we look into the history of ZANU-PF, this is one of the first moments that we are witnessing, you know, an open, you know, kind of a war. All these times that we have been hearing of internal fights, we have not been seeing people really coming out in the media, coming out in the open, attacking each other. But I think this is the first time that we are seeing such developments. And I think it's definitely going to dent the party. Going out of this Congress is going to be a very weakened party, not united.
That was political analyst Gladys Wachayo in Minnesota in the United States. You also heard the views of Chamunorwa Madiridze, another independent political analyst. He is in South Africa.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today on the Women's Forum. Marvelous and Praxedis take a look at women and politics, taking a cue from the unfolding events in ZANU-PF.
To join the discussion, please text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios.
Now to recap today's top stories.
President Robert Mugabe vows that everyone who allegedly plotted to assassinate him, including those implicated in corruption, will be sacked from government and face prosecution.
The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe rolls out special coins to ease change.
And Msasa Project says domestic violence has reached crisis levels in the country.
That's our broadcast this evening.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Sandekile and Ntungamili. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington.
And I'm Chris Gande, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Chris Losandra. Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesine mhla ka 4 ngompalakazi 2014. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga.
Lo ntungamile inkomo.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Wombu, zime manga, maka tindi kazei, asi kakazo tindi nilwa na maingabe. Aba lenda moza moza mukeleleke, ezo kuna tembegi, kunga ze kupolaga ale, omu kini le upagazi, omu pelele ngabo, baza agume mtwe kwanta abasele.
Umongameli Mgabe uthi labo abetheswa icala lokuzama ukumbulala lokumgenqula esikhundleni kanye lokungethembeki bazabotshwa bathonisiswe emthethwandaba kungatholakala ubufakazi.
I-voting ngathi isithini yokuthi nxa uvota kungabi la maphepha kuvote nje nemitshini ukuthi kulamabhatani yaboahlaba amabili. Lo mtshina wenza ukuthi kungabi ngathi bekuntshontsha kumbe lokuphanjanisa kwamavoti.
Kulandela ukuphumelela kokhetho lweNamibia olwenziwe kusetshenziswa imitshina yakulezi nsuku eyamakhompyutha, inhlanganiso ye-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition ibe lomhlangano eHarare wokuhlaziya ukuthi eleZimbabwe lilakho yini ukuqhuba ukhetho ngendlela efanayo.
Ibhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe selethule imali yamatshe ekhangelelwe ukwenza kube lula ukuthi uZulu athole intshintshi.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe ovule ukusemthethweni umhlangano webandla lakhe leZANU-PF weCongress lamhlanje etshela abasekeli balelibandla ukuthi bonke abetheswa icala lokuzama ukumgenqula kanye lokumbulala lokungethembeki bazamiswa phambi kwemthethwandaba bethonisiswe nxa kungatholakala ubufakazi obugcweleyo. Kubika uMavis Gama.
UZulu obebuthene endaweni esisaziwa ngokuthi Robert Mugabe Square ubecula egiya ingoma zokutema umongameli Mugabe emhlanganweni wesithupha weNational People's Congress yalonyaka. Umgabe obekhanya engumuntu odiniweyo uze kulomhlangano ekhatshwe ngumkakhe unkosikazi Grace Mugabe wasungula inkulumo yakhe ngokuxolisa kuZulu phezu kokuba inkokheli yebandla yehlulekile ukuzigcwalisa izifiso zikaZulu njengalokho obekukhangelelwe. Waveza ukuba abanye bakhe besebenzise lezo zikhundla ukuqhuba imisebenzi yokudinga amaqhinga okumgenqula lokumbulala njengalokho okwetheswa icele elikhokhelwa ngumsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru. Uthi umangaliswa ukuba bekhethe ungabuyi emhlanganweni labo ababekwa umlando wokufuna ukumbulala uMugabe bahluthune intambo zombuso, ikanti bekulithuba labo lokutsho ukuba kuyini ababekade bekuhlosile lanxa engekho obavimbileyo. Ubeke umlando uhlangothi lwabesifazane olwe Women's League wokusekela unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru ukuba athathe isikhundla sesibili sikamsekeli webandla kanye lelizwe ngemva kokwethula isicelo sokuba kizo zonke izikhundla ezintathu zobukhokheli ebandleni lakuhulumende esisodwa sakhona sinikezwe owesifazane. Wengeza ethi udaniswa ukuba lo muntu abamsekelayo sekunguye osekhokhela iqula lalabo asebedinga amaqhinga okufuna ukubulala umongameli kanye lokuhluthuna amandla ombuso. Umnumzana Absalom Sikhosana nguye obeguqulela esindebeleni inkulumo kaMgabele ngesikhathi ekhulumisana noZulu ovele ezigabeni zonke ezilithumi elizweni ukuza ngena lomhlangano weNational People's Congress wesithupha owenzelwe eHarare.
Wakaita mosha chaizwe zise corruption.
Bacabange ngaleso sikhathi abadala ukuthi awu sokuzasetshenzwa ke kuhle kuthuthukiswa ilizwe ikakhulu kwezenotho ukuze abantu beZimbabwe bakholise inkululeko yabo. Kanti bakhe phansi umgani ukhona ngoba kwaqalisa ukuthi laba baqalise amacebo okufuna ukuthi bahluthule uhulumende bawise okhokhelayo babe yibo abaphambili.
UMgabe uqhubekethi lanxa besebekade babuthola ubufakazi phezu kwemisebenzi yokufuna ukugenqula umbuso kaMgabe bayekele ngabomo ukuthatha amanyathelo besenzela ukuthi inkokheli ezigabeni kube yizo ezilulungisisayo. Kwabekwa njalo elimini lwesintu ngumnumzana Sikhosana.
Ninona tinema gwanza nasi pamsoro peda.
Wow. Sathi siyanazelela sabona sesithwayisi sasabona ukuthi kulomonaka lomkhulu osowenzeke lapha ekhaya. Sokuqalisa ukuthi kube lamaxukwanyana amaxukwanyana aseziqoqile. Kwaze kwangena sengithole laba bebephiwe izikhali izikhundla abangama-chairmen labo sebebhukutsha entweni yakhona. Sezwa-ke lathi njengoba sasesizwile safaka udlebe kakhulu, sasesinanzelesisa lathi sichwayisisa. Kulapho okwadoka khona ithumba-ke sesisiza ukuthi ayikhona indaba enkulu ejonge ukuthi ingasusa ubaba lohulumende esihlalweni. Ye yikho-ke okwenziwa ngamasela ogulupa izigelekeqe zisebenza ngayona le ndlela.
Wengeza ethi kuzamele bajeziswe bonke abatholakala belecala lokwenza lokho kanye lokungathembeki. USikhosana ukuguqulele esindebeleni lokhu obekuchiwa ngumgabe.
Wongu zimwe manga makathindika zenu asi zakazopfundunurwa namai mgabe.
Abalendabo zabo zobugelekeqe ezokungathembeki kungaze kutholakale okuqinileyo ubufakazi obupheleleyo ngabo bazakuma emthethwandaba sebebotshiwe. Naye kade ubambe isikhundla khona ngale nakuhulumente kungoba unguminista, ungudeputy minister, ungumsekeli kaminista, kungumakhuzu kuhulumende abaphethe izikhundla eziphambili. Kungatholakala ubufakazi obugcweleyo ngawo umsebenzi siphelile. Libapha abadala ubufakazi, badinga ubufakazi, badinga ubufakazi obuqinileyo.
Unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru, omnumzana ababalisa uDidmas Mtasa, uRugare Gumbo kanye loNicholas Goche bebengekho emhlanganweni ovulwe lamhla okusemthethweni. Umlawuli wedale lePhalamende eleNational Assembly, umnumzana Jacob Mdenda, umkhokheli wedale leSenate, unkosikazi Edina Madzongwe, bebehlezi duzane lomgabe ngesikhathi evula lomhlangano okusemthethweni. Umongameli Mgabe kasanelisanga ukuya koBulawayo lapho bekhangelelwe ukuyavula okusemthethweni imidlalo yabontanga yamazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika. Umbuthano walamhlanje ungenwe ngabameli bamazwe achiyeneyo eZimbabwe, inkokheli yeZANU-PF ilizwe lonke, inkokheli kahulumende, amalunga amabandla aphatheka kuzimpi zenkululeko kumazwe ezwekazi le-Afrika kanye labaze ukuzalibazisa uZulu okubalisa uSulumani Chimbethu loChinks. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Kulandela ukuphumelela kokhetho lweNamibia olwenziwe kungasetshenziswa amaphepha okubhala uxa kodwa imitshina yakulezinsuku yamakhompyutha, inhlanganiso ye-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition ibe lomhlangano eHarare okuhlaziya ukuba eleZimbabwe lilakho na ukuqhuba ukhetho ngendlela efanayo. I-Crisis lenhlanganiso ye-Election Resource Center yenzele umhlangano eWeteleni lapho okuhlangana khona intatheli izindaba i-Press Club. Linhlanganiso ithi ukhetho lweNamibia olungo lwakuqala ezwekazi le-Afrika okwenziwa kusetshenziswa amakhompyutha luveze ukuba lindlela ilakho okwenqabela ukuqelibezela. Kodwa lomhlangano awugqitshwanga kuhle ngemva kokuqhamuka kodlakela olucatshangelwa ukuba luqalwe ngababe ngamalunga yalinhlanganiso abasola ubukhokheli obutsha be-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. UChris Kandwe Studio 7 uxoxe lesikhulumeli salinhlanganiso umnumzana Mfundo Mlilo ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalomhlangano.
Lomhlangano besijonge udaba lwe-e-voting. Njengoba sikwazi ukuthi iNamibia yenza ama-elections unyanga ephelileyo mhla ka-28 November, yilo ilizwe lokuqala e-Africa jikelele ukuthi babambe udaba lwe-e-voting. I-e-voting singathi yisystem yokuthi nxa uvota
kungabi la maphepha kuvotwe nje ngemichini ukuthi kulama bhathani yabo oyabuhlaba amabili. Lo mchina wenza ukuthi kungabi singathi mbele kuntshontsha kumbe lokuphandanisa kwamavoti, ngoba lo mchina uyabuvota ngapha onuzivalela wodwa, ulitshela njalo ukuthi abantu asebevotile bangani, njalo ama-results angikhona ukuthi owinileyo kumbe odliweyo kumbe abanye kuhamba kanjani. So yikade sikhuluma ngakho ukuthi njengoba iNamibia isebenzise le imchina, singathi iwaba ama-advantages angaba khona esingawakhombisifundo esingathatha njengeZimbabwe. Le imchina ingasebenza yini eZimbabwe njengoba sikhangele ezepolitiki, sikhangele ukuthi ama-elections amaningi awe Zimbabwe adlulileyo kube nokuphikisana okuningi kakhulu, sikhangele ama-results. Even ama-elections alawa adlulileyo ka-2013 bakhona abaningi njalo lathi nje e-Crisis Coalition lokukhonona ngama-results awo. So sibona ngani ukuthi imitshina le e-E14 inganceda kakhulu endabeni ezinjalo.
Manje livumelaneni ngokubona kwakho kuyini okuzayenzakala ngemitshina le?
Thina njengenhlanganiso ye-Crisis Coalition sibambene labe-ZS, sibambene labe-Election Resource Center. Sibona ngani ukuthi le imitshina iqakathekile kakhulu, njalo kumele kube nezifundo eziningi okumele zenziwe ngendaba ze-e-voting. Singakhayela emhlabeni jikelele, kulamazwe afika 32 ahambisa lolu daba lwe-e-voting.
Kuhambe njani njengoba usitshona ukubana kungani kube lobudlwangudlwangu?
Hayi, okwenzakeleyo ukuthi kulabantu ababuyileyo emhlanganweni wethu, abantu laba kasibazi ngoba kabaveli ngisho yodwa inhlanganiso ye-Crisis Coalition. Uzathola i-Crisis Coalition yinhlanganiso ebambanisa inhlanganiso eziningi ezimele abantu ezinjengabo-Combined Harare Association or Women's Coalition, abaningi inhlanganiso eziningi nje. So i-members ze-Crisis Coalition ngabantu abamile lezo nhlanganiso. So laba bantu ababuyile izolo bezephambanisa umhlangano wethu ngabantu esingabaziyo, njalo ngabantu abangaveli ku-member ze-Crisis Coalition. So silokudana kakhulu ukuthi kulabantu abangayenza into enzangayo ukuthi kukhulunywa ngodaba oluqakathekileyo lama-elections babuye bazokuphambanisa emsebenzini wethu.
Umnumzana Mfundo Mlilo, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, ubekhuluma le Studio 7 eseHarare.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Abachayela imota ezinkulu ezama trucks babikwa besithi uhlangothi lweZimbabwe emngceleni weBeitbridge Border Post lulenani lezisebenzi eliphansi kakhulu osokubangela ukuthi kube lendwendwe ezinde kakhulu kulindawo. Lokhu kwenzakala abanye besola indlela uhulumende weSouth Africa aqhuba ngayo uhlelo lokuhlola abantu umkhuhlane weEbola besithi kulendawo eyodwa kuphela yokwenza lokhu osokubangele ezinye njalo indwendwe. Asizweni imbono kamnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa, eZimbabwe Community in South Africa, ngalolu daba.
Kuthe kuqalisa kade bekhangelele kakhulu laba bahamba ngamarola amakhulu amagonyethi ukuthi mhlawumbe yiba bangabuya lomkhuhlane lowo, ngoba bayahamba bedlule eZimbabwe besiya khona boDiara Congo bevela khonani. Kanti sabona futhi sebeqala lokuthi laba bahamba kakhulu ngamabhasi bese bemisa amabhasi nxa efika eboda laphana, abantu bese befake emzileni ukuthi baqale babakhangela ukuthi balawo into yomkhuhlane. Esikunanzeleleyo yikuthi nxa umuntu engafika eboda esithi uyagcobisa ipassport yakhe nxa engelaphetshana aliphiweyo ukuthi uyahlolwa umkhuhlane lowo, ukaxotshelwa ipassport yakhe bawutsho ukuthi buyela uyethola lelo phetshana. Kodwa singakwaziyo ukuthi ba-checka ngomtshina kumbe ba-checka njani, yikho singabi leqiniso nako. Kodwa okunye esikunanzelelayo yikuthi abaningi abahamba ngezimota nje ezincane kabahlolwa lo mkhuhlane, abahambe ngabe behlolwa kodwa abanye ke abahlolwa. Ngikusho lokho ngoba mina evikini eliphelileyo besihamba ngemoto encane ngivela kwaBulawayo, ngithe ngifika eboda ngabona nje abantu bephethe amaphetshana onlawana, ngathi ngibuza lami badayi ngawe ibhola, kodwa mina nzange ndithole lelo phepha, anzange ngihlole la ngagxobisa ipassport yami ngangena.
Uhulumende weSouth Africa yena wenzani ngalokho abantu abakhonona ngakho?
Uhlupho olukhona yikuthi vele nxa useboda lani bed bridge kuba lemzila emide isikhathi esiningi, kodwa kuthe kuqala lokhu kuhlolwa iboda liyana ibi ngabi busy kakhulu abantu kade bese sebalutshwana. Njengoba khathese malanga lalandelayo sizabe sesiya ekhefeni likaKhisimusi, abahambi basebe banengi kusho ukuthi kuzaxokozela kakhulu eboda. Yikho singakwaziyo ukuthi-ke iSouth Africa iza kubamba njani khonokho, ngoba siyakwazi futhi ngalesi sikhathi loba kungeke ukuhlolwa kweyibhola vele imzila iba mide kakhulu. So kasikwazi ukuthi uminister we-health labe-home affairs baza kwenzani ukwenzela ukuthi kungaphambanisi ukuhamba kwabantu besiya endaweni zabo zokudlela ikhefu.
Lo ngumnumzana Ngqabutho Mabena, umgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Community in South Africa, obekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseJohannesburg khona le eSouth Africa.
Ibhanga elikhulu lelizwe leReserve Bank of Zimbabwe selethule imali yamatshe ekhangelelwe ukwenza kube lula kuZulu ukuthola intshintshi endaweni ezitshiyeneyo okugoqela emavinkilini. Amasenti la ethulwe ngokusemthethweni izolo ntambama eHarare ngusibalukhulu webhanga leli umnumzana John Mangutshka. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe unkosikazi Rosemary Siyachitema uthi loba engahambanga emhlanganweni lo oyenziwe labo somabhizimusi eHarare, ibikwayamukelwe ngenjabulo imali yamatshe edindwe kwele South Africa. USiyachitema uthi osomabhizimusi laba batshelwe i-RBZ ukuthi amasenti la azabe elesi sindo semali yemelika. Uthe azaqalisa ukusetshenziswa kunsukwana ezilandelayo. Imali le ibele ndleko efika izigidi ezingamachumi amahlanu zamadola, i-$50 million. Ingcwethi kwezenotho ezizwe ngodaba lolu zithi kuhle lokhu okwenziwe libhanga le-RBZ ngoba uZulu kadethwe lenzima ngokuswela intshintshi. Asizweni uSiyachitema ixoxa ngodaba lolu lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7.
Ngizuthi khona kwakulomhlangano izolo kodwa mina kade ngingekho. Ngikhulume lo governor this evening ngitshela ukuthi izinto zahamba njani. Sithi khona kulama coins awalaunchwayo iqalisa ku-20 cents kuhamba kusiya phansi kufikela i-1 cent. Kade sithi khona kufanele kube lama 50 cents kodwa kakaphili ukulungiswa kodwa ayabuya. Sina sikhangela njengeCCZN into kade siyikhuluma sisithi khona abantu bephonga unikwa ama-streets ngoba kade kungela change. Kathesi kusho ukuthi umuntu engathenga nxa kule change uzazuza i-change yayo eseyisebenzisa mbeni ukugada amakhombi lezinto ezinjalo njalo. Ekade singakufuni kushanye ukuthi khona umuntu kade sefosa ukuthi athenge ama-sweets ethengani lalokhu lalokhu. Ukuthenga ama-sweets kuyabulala, angithi siyakwazi ukuyenza si-diabetes, amazinyo ayabola, yezinto ezinjalo. Kutho ukuthi kade sina umuntu uzuzisele i-change yakhe layo usakhangela ukuthi ufuna ukwenzisani la i-change.
Kuthiwa kungenzakalani nxa kukuthi sokulamasenti lawa, ikakhulu nxa sikhangela intengo yempahla?
Esikubuyo okunye ngokuthi khona sibona ukuthi ama-prices ezinto esitolweni aza kuya phansi ngoba siza ukuthi khona kade berawunda bethi khona nxa into lokhu zenimaybe $1.70-$1.80 kade sebefikisa ku-$2 ngoba kade bengela i-change. Kathesi kusho ukuthi khona kakusela lokho sikhangela ukuthi izinto ziyabe sezihamba phansi abantu labo bazasuza ukuthi khona imali yabo ithenga izinto eziningi.
Kathesi sizwa kuthiwa-ke ama-special coins lawa hayi equivalence yini zama-US dollars kumbe abezimele batheni bekutshela?
Hayi ayabemelela equivalent le-US dollar kumbe any cent ye-US dollar iyabe ile lokhu zeni ama-special coins la ayabe emelele khonoku. Thina ngathi liyakwazi lapha kasilungisa imali izinto kade sizishupa khona apha. So kathesi azashala wona lawo yiwo azasetshenziswa. Konke sithi abesitolo bavumile ukuwasebenzisa ngoba ukuthi ukuthi xa bengavumanga kwakungahlupha, kuyahlupha abantu. Kodwa babekhona izolo emhlanganweni lo bavuma ukuwasebenzisa.
Unkosikazi Rosemary Siyachitema ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe ubexoxa ecingweni loGibbs Dube eseHarare.
Abantu abaphila lobugoga bathi sebekhathele ngokusilela kosekelo olusuka kuhulumende ngoba isisekelo sombuso esitsha sikhuthaza ukuthi benanzwe ngendlela engcono kulalokho okwakusenzakala ukuba bethuthukiswe empilweni yabo. Intathe yezindaba yethu Mark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yabagogekileyo e-Center for Disability and Development, umnumzana Masimba Kuchera uthi uhulumende usele sikhathe engananzi amalungelo abagogekileyo eZimbabwe, okuvezwa yikungananzwa kwelanga lalamhlanje lamalungelo abagogekileyo emhlabeni jikelele ele-International Disability Day, osokule minyaka edlula emithathu lingananzwa kuleli.
Uhulumende kala ndaba lakho kusukela 2012 siwe inclusive government lo mama uLucia Matibenga kathesi ngomnyaka opheleleyo bekungela lutho. Umnyaka lo sikhuluma senze nje awula lutho elokuthi sinanze ilanga leli labantu abagogekile.
Othe kukhanya ibandla lezanu PF liqhathekisa ukulwisana kwalo leminye imisebenzi enganani lenhlala kahle abagogekile kuhulumende osokuba chiya bengatholi lutho ukuthi labo abangaba lenhlanhla yokuthola usekelo bethola amajuma amabili amadola kuphela ngenyanga. Ethi la kubhajethi yalonyaka lokhu lolusekelo alukho ngoba ugatsha olubona ngenhlala kaSikelizulu inganikeselanga usekelo oluzwayo lwemali engaphathisa imisebenzi enje yabagogekileyo.
Izimali abazitholayo nxa kuyukuthi ngabantu abagogekileyo azenele ukuthi bakwanise ukuthi baphile. Ngibona njengani umuntu nxa ikhona imali yangkhona unikwa $20 ngenyanga, imali engakwanisi ukuthi umuntu aphile ngayo.
Oqhubeke ethi isisekelo sombuso sicacile kudaba lokuba abagogekileyo bethole usekelo kuhulumende. Wathi njengoba sokusobala ukuba uhulumende kazihluphi ngakho, sebebhalele umongameli Robert Mugabe incwadi yokuba ekhangelisise udaba lwabagogekileyo.
Sile ncwadi esesibhalile kumongameli welizwe uthi simkhumbuze sibile ukuthi ilizwe laseZimbabwe kubantu 13 million abakhona, kulabantu abagogekileyo okumele yena njengomungameli abe le ndaba labo, njalo ukuthi abone ukuthi uhulumende wakhe ungenzani ukuthi impilo yabantu abagogekileyo ibe impilo enhle.
Uhulumende weZimbabwe uhlale sithi akanayo imali enelayo ukuba esekele imisebenzi yonke ejonge ukuyenza. Ilanga le-International Disability Day linanzwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele mhlaka 3 Mbalakazi minyaka yonke. Njalo isisekelo sombuso esitsha seZimbabwe sikhuthaza ukusekelwa kwenhlelo zokulondolozwa kwenhlalakahle yabagogekileyo, abesifazana labantwana ukuba impilo yabo ibe lula. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Ukulwisana kuZanu PF lokuxotshwa kwabantu ababikwa besekela unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru kuleli bandla sokuthiye uZulu ezibuza ukuthi kambela kusasa likaMjuru kwezombusazwe limi njani. Kungaba sokuyikuphela kwakhe na njengoba ekhanya esesuswe kusikhundla sokuba ngumsekeli kaMgabe, kumbe njengomafavuke uzabuya athole elinye njalo ithuba elizamfaka esikhundleni esiphezulu agcine sengumongameli. Abaningi bayazibuza njalo ukuthi khona ngobani abazakhethwa ngumgabe ukuba ngabasekeli bakhe kanye lomgcinisihlalo webandla. Sixhume incwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda lomnumzana Dumisani Nkomo, saqala ngokubuza uSibanda ukuthi uthini ngendlela uMjuru labanye bakhe abaphathwe ngayo ngumgabe.
Iqembu lika enkosikazi Mjuru lehluleke ukuzisisa
indlela ezombusazwe enziwa ngayo nxa kuyikuthi lizama ukuthatha amandla kumbe kuchilo namandla embusweni ofana lo waseZimbabwe singawuthi ngesilungu dictatorship ukuthi ananzele ukuthi hayi bekuliphutha kakhulu ukuthi bazama ukuthatha amandla ku-detector bengazange bengawaphiwanga ngumuntu osemandleni ngoba lokho kwenza ukuthi umuntu lwana ethuke kakhulu esaba ukuthi khathi abantu laba bazakwenza njani mhlawumbe ngiphumile bazenzana abantu abami labangane bami into ezinjalo amandla ku-detectorship kumbe esingathi akula democracy enkulu kangako ayachiyelwana kuthenjiswane kahle ukuthi hayi njengoba mina ngime ngikupha amandla uzakwenza so wenze so wenze so ngibone ngani mina lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi lanxa kuyikuthi unkosikazi Mjulube engathola amandla ukusiya phambili ukuhlakanipha ikho khona ube ngeke enelise ukuphumelela khokhela ilizwe limikanye kumbe kube lokubambana kwabanga lokulwisana okukhulu kakhulu ngibona ngani mina okwesibili kutshengisa njalo ukuthi umgabe unenhlanhla enkulu kakhulu ngoba lokhu sokwenza ukuthi iproblem yakhe inkinga yakhe ukuthi ngubani obezathatha umbuso isisuke yenziwa yabalula kakhulu ngunkosikazi Mjuru ngoba sekwenze kwabalula ukuthi umgabe athathe icele manje athi hayi mina ngikuleli icele phela okuyinto ekade zamhlupha kakhulu ngabe uMjuru walelokhu senza ipolitiki ngokuhlakanipha njalo ngokuzwisisa ukuthi amandla achiyelwana njani ku-dictatorship
Unkomo yena uMjuru sibona ukubana kahambanga kulo mhlangano kanye labanye bakhe abagoqela omtasa lo Goje kulokuhlakanipha yini kunyathelo lele
kade kalele ukuthi ngayangiswa hlezi engxenyeni bazama ukumtshaya ngokumxotsha ngoba sibone bonke abantu nje abakufunction yakhe kade bezama ukuhamba kuma at provincial level kade bexotsha abanye sibili kusetshenzisa amandla ukuthi bexotshe kuma-meeting so laye kade bona zani kungaba ngcono ukuthi angahambi ngoba kade ezayangiswa kuma-meetings angikhona kodwa ngibona zani laye ukuphuzele kakhulu in terms of i-strategy kwakumele within 2 weeks yabona ukuthi lapha sebemhlasela ahle azame icebo ebona sokufaka ama-vote of confidence amabili amathathu kodwa indaba yankhona wayiphuzela kakhulu waze baqeda wonke abamsekela kuma-province wonke so mbona zani usephuze kakhulu angakwenza nje ukuthi layabona umbe ngaphuma kuZANU-P F axhumane le opposition kumbe amelele another 5 years ukuthi azavuselela ikhari yakhe ukuthi ZANU-P F otherwise kalini sibili sengozini enkulu kakhulu
Isibanda umgabe sephiwe amandla libandla lakhe okukhetha abasekeli bakhe kanye lomgcini sihlalo webandla ubona ekhetha bani kusasa
Ngibonani mina kulobudlelwano obukhulu phakathi kwakhe lo Simon kodwa kuzima kakhulu ukuthi sazi ukuthi ungangena ngubani njengoba phela abaningi kade sibakhangele ungasazi ukuthi lokhu bekhona yini kumbe labo bazaxotshwa njalo kulokukhulu kule zinye inkulumo esizizwayo ukuthi Simon mhlawumbe singuye sezenze uVice President kusuka kube nzima kakhulu khonokho ukuthi sazi ukuthi kathi uzakhetha abantu kodwa mbonengani usebuzimeni obukhulu ukuthi athole abantu abatsha abazakwazi ukwenza izinto ngendlela kade senziwa ngayo ngabantu abadala laba sebexotshiwe kodwa futhi ngibona mina kusuka kube kuhle kakhulu kuyumgabu ukuthi usethole ixesha lokuthi athole phela abafanyana abasakhulayo lamantombazana asakhulayo abanike izikhundla lezi kwenzela ukuthi mhlazane sedlula ngathi izanu ilokhu ingegugileyo ayichi ngani isinqanyazanyana so kahle kahle ngibone ngani mina umgabe ube lenhlanhla yamaswazi ngendlela umnumza unkosikazi Mjuru asenze ngayo ze politics
ubhula sangoma nkomo ubona dopa obane bafake ezikhundleni lezi
yambona zonke ngadopa umphoko report umphoko uthekelezela from ambassador mphoko bona zani sibili ule chance ukuthi angena from inside ye former zaphu even vice president or national chairman mbona engadopa as well either uMajongwe Edna Majongwe or Opa Mushinguri kumbe uNangagwa kumbe kube le surprise even eka second mile kumbe njalo adopo umama from before former zaphu amqhakanise bese faka ubaba on the former ZANU side
umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo yingcwethi kwezombusazwe obexoxa endawonye lo mnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda
Thank you. Studio 7 Live Talk asihluzeni bomama lamuhla sikhangela ukuphuma emhlanganweni weCongress ebandla lezano PF okubuyisela muva intuthuko yabesifazana ezikhundleni zobukhokheli.
Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte lingene kuhlelo.
Hayi ke isikhathi savuma ukuba siqhubeke sisonke olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga.
Lo ntungamilinkomo lilale.